Good morning. I want to welcome all of you to St. John's Christmas pageant. The pageant is our sermon today, and it is the story of why we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. At this time, I would like to invite all of you to remain seated for the entire pageant, including the hymns. So please be seated.
A reading from the book of Genesis. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other wild animal that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God say you shall not eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the tree in the garden, but God said, you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the middle of the garden, nor shall you touch it, or you shall die. But the serpent said to the woman, you will not die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was a delight to the eyes and that when the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made loincloths for themselves. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden of the time of the evening breeze, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I have commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman who you gave to be with me, she gave me of the fruit, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent tricked me, and I ate." Then the Lord God said, "See, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil, and now he might reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever." Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. He drove out the man, and at the east of the Garden of Eden, he placed the cherubim and a sword flaming and turning to the guard of the way to the tree of life, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Isaiah. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. On that day the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste.
From Baruch, take off the garment of your sorrow and affliction, O Jerusalem, and put on forever the beauty of the glory from God. Put on the robe of righteousness that comes from God. Put on your head the diadem of the glory of everlasting God. For God will show your splendor everywhere under heaven. For God will give you evermore the name, righteousness, peace, godly glory. Arise, O Jerusalem, stand upon the height, look toward the east, and see your children gathered from west and east at the word of the Holy One, rejoicing that God has remembered them. For they went out from you on foot, led by their enemies. But God will bring them back to you, carried in glory as on a royal throne. For God has ordered that every high mountain and the everlasting hills be made low, and the valleys filled up to make level ground, so that Israel may walk safely in the glory of God. The woods and every fragrant tree have shaded Israel at God's command. For God will lead Israel with joy in the light of his glory, and the mercy and righteousness that comes from him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Micah. You, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are the once of little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, and the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you.
A reading from Isaiah. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be as Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." Then Isaiah said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary mortals, that you weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look at the young woman, is with a child and shall bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel. He shall eat curds and honey by the time he knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." And she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor, David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and by the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is a sixth month for her who is said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. A reading from the Holy Gospel of St. Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there is no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you this day, in the city of David, a Savior who is the Messiah of the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was a group of angels with a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among for whom he favors." When the angels had left and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Reading from Isaiah, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in the land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Of every race and age.
Congregation, please stand. The peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be always with you.
And always with you.
Let us offer each other a sign of Christ's peace. St. John's on this, the fourth Sunday of Advent, and I want to begin by welcoming all of you, and if you are visiting, especially for this pageant, we welcome you especially in the name of Christ. If you're searching for a church home, we're thrilled you're here as well, and please join us for brunch immediately following in Hosea Hall, and if you're a guest, if you're new to St. John's, it is our treat, so please. It is a wonderful tradition of fellowship that we do here every Sunday. And I want to say a special thank you to all of the children and young people. And I don't know if she is in the church or if she has stepped out, but Emily Cardwell has come back, and Emily, please stand and let me say, Emily. Emily is on our vestry. She is the chair of Christian Education and the Youth Ministry, and took this on. It was an idea that she had and found this particular pageant, which really is an incredibly well done theological piece about why we believe in Jesus Christ. And those children that you saw, the reason it went so well is they had 6 hours of rehearsal for this. And it was real, and it showed. And it was wonderful, and the choir was wonderful. And I don't know if that doesn't get you in the Christmas spirit, what will. And on that note, what I want to say to you is I hope to see most of you and more and many more friends, family, and parishioners tomorrow evening for our Christmas Eve service, which begins at 10:30 with wonderful music by the choir and by instrumentalists. And then at 11 o'clock, we begin our Festival Eucharist, which we try to end really right there at about midnight. It ends. And I will tell you that I snuck in Thursday evening. I was here for a meeting, and I snuck in to hear a little bit of the choir rehearsing, and it is just spectacular. And it is very much a time that we will, if you come at 10:30 especially, we'll be singing of traditional Christmas carols, as well as within the context of the Holy Eucharist. So I hope to see you. If you're traveling, be safe in your travels, and if you are here for this holiday, we welcome you to Kentucky, and especially to St. John's. We're glad that you are here. Please read the other announcements, but I know you've got lots on your mind right now with Christmas Eve tomorrow night. And let us now walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to Almighty God.
Jesus, Lord of God.
very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee. O Lord, Holy Father, almighty everlasting God, because thou didst send thy beloved Son to redeem us from sin and death, to make us heirs in him of everlasting life, that when he shall come again in power and great triumph to judge the world, we may without shame or fear rejoice to behold his appearing. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and singing.